Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. Dial on in toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, they are completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Tis the Saturday edition of the show, and as always, it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Okay, join us again, freetalklive.com. We're going to talk to you about anything, but I actually wanted to start out the show tonight with a story about college. Is it possible that college is more than a little bit overrated? In fact, some of the so-called experts are saying that it might very well be. Story is out of Columbia, Missouri, the very same town where a cop shot some dogs recently. In a town dominated by the University of Missouri's flagship campus and two smaller colleges, higher education is practically a birthright for high school seniors like Kate Hodges. She's a 3.5 grade point average, a college savings account,
nice,
and a family tree teeming with advanced degrees. But in June, Hodges is headed to the Tulsa Welding School in Oklahoma, where she hopes to earn an associate's degree in welding technology in 7 months. She said, "They fought me so hard," referring to disappointed family members. "They still think I'm going to college." The notion that a four-year degree is essential for real success is being challenged by a growing number of economists, policy analysts, and academics. They say more Americans should consider other options, such as technical training or two-year schools, which have been embraced in Europe for decades. As evidence, experts cite rising...
It does amaze me how many core requirements that it's required to get through anything. I mean, just these courses that really have nothing to do with your degree.
Oh,
I mean,
yeah.
I'm going there to learn a particular thing. Why do I need to take this other thing?
I never really understood that either. It's just that's the way it is.
It's
right?
Padding. Like, you know, when you
that's
sell some, when you sell somebody something, it's nice to sell them all the extras too.
The yeah, stuff they don't need.
Yeah, they've got a system for selling a lot of extras.
Right. So if you want X, you have to do Y and Z as well,
mm-hmm.
basically. So college is whatever. Story says that the experts cite rising student debt, stagnant graduation rates, and a struggling job market flooded with overqualified degree holders. They pose a fundamental question. Do too many students go to college? I don't know if that's the right question. Do you think that's what the issue is? Is that there are too many people going to college, or is it that just in general college is a bad deal?
Well, I think it's gotten to be less of a good deal over time. Relatively recently, in the last 10 years, rates for tuition have really gone up, especially at the four-year universities. And it takes that much longer to recoup it. When you're sitting out there with a student loan at 7% hanging over your head while you're doing whatever it takes to make a living at that point, because it's not like they guarantee you jobs or anything. How could they?
No.
There's no way they could do that. How many people, I know it's the vast majority of people that graduate with a degree that are not working in that degree field. And people will say, well, some people just look for a college degree and it doesn't matter what it's in. And that's true. The sort of, you know, the generation before mine, the baby boomers, really felt that you had to have a college degree to be anything in this world. And it's just not true anymore. I mean, I'm supporting my wife, who's staying at home with my son, while I pay off her college degree. I mean, she's never made as much as I do.
Yeah, Julia, a lady friend of mine, she, I guess her dad was an academic. He went to college and is still going to college for like a master's or something like that. And his wife put him through college by working as a manager, sales manager at a restaurant, real hard. You know, she busted her butt so he could go to college to get a master's degree so he could teach college. And the guy's still in debt in his 50s.
Of course he is.
So, want to know from you, I mean, there's a little more to the story, some people that they're talking about what their experiences have been, but more interestingly to me is what your experience has been. Have you gone to college and you now have this hanging debt over top of you and it's just crushing you? Or was college a really good way to spend your time and money? Has it been a good return on investment? What has your situation been? Or have you been, as we have been, Mark, successful without having gone to college?
Well, we went to college. We just didn't finish it.
Well, okay, true. I did go to a two-year school, but it didn't do anything for me. I already had my job in radio by the time I was into the – before I got into college, yeah. I was in radio
Yeah, if you're in a career besides, say, lawyer, engineer, you know, something like that, and you went to college and it worked for you, please call in. I want to hear that. I want to hear about somebody who went for communications. I want to hear about somebody who went for liberal arts and that was invaluable to them.
There was a guy that I worked with down south who had gone to the University of Florida for radio and television broadcasting and was the program director of the radio station.
Mm. That doesn't mean that. How many program directors have you met that didn't have those degrees?
Right. It doesn't mean that I couldn't have ever become a program director either. So I want to hear from you at 800-259-9231 what your story has been. Martin Scaglione, the president and chief operating officer of workforce development for ACT, the Iowa-based not-for-profit best known for its college entrance exam. He says college is what every parent wants for their child. The reality is they may not be ready for college.
I don't think anybody should go to college right out of high school unless you have something, unless it's being given to you for free. It seems to me you should get out there in the work world and figure out, you know, what life's like. That way you at least know what it is that you're trying to earn a degree to do. Because I just feel so many kids die. They don't even know what they're trying to earn a degree for. They're just going to 13th, 14th, 15th, 16th grade.
It's party school. You know, it's high school with cigarettes, as I've heard of being called. And in fact, a lot of college kids change their major a number of times before they finally settle on something, because by that point they've been in it for a couple of years and they better settle on something because their time's running out.
Yeah. And then what do they do with that degree? I mean, I got a friend of mine who's got an archaeology degree. What?
They wait tables. The statistics showed that 36% of full-time students starting college in 2001 earned a four-year degree within the allotted time, meaning they did it in 4 years. Even with an extra 2 years to finish, meaning 6 years total, that group's graduation rate increased only to 57%. So after 6 years, a significant portion, not quite a majority, but a significant portion of college students, they haven't even graduated yet. Spending more time in school also means greater overall student debt. The average student debt load in 2008 was $23,200. And I don't know if that means, let's see, that's nearly a $5,000 increase over 5 years. Two-thirds of students graduating from four-year schools owe money on student loans. So $23,000 is the average debt load. Now, I presume that means
way to start life, huh? Wait, with $23,000 in the red.
Does that mean that it's the average debt load just for the year 2008, or does that mean for four-year students that have graduated in 2008? Is that graduating students?
The impression that I got, and I don't know, I can't answer that, is that you know, that's the debt that people graduate with.
I'd like to hear from you on this one. What has your experience been with college? How much debt did you have when you graduated, if you graduated? Of course, a number of people drop out, then they get debt, and they don't even have the degree. So what was your story, and how are you dealing with it? We've heard from people on this topic in the past that have just had terrible stories of crushing levels of debt in their life.
They just can't pay it. That's all. I mean, they leave college with a tremendous, you know, five-figure debt, if not more, and they go out into the work world and they simply can't get a job in the field that they're looking for. And if they do get a job in the field they're looking for, the entry pay is so incredibly low that they're not paying on those debts. They can't.
While the unemployment rate for college graduates still trails the rate for high school graduates, 4.9% versus 10.8%, the figure has more than doubled in less than 2 years. A four-year degree in business, what's that get you? Asked Carl Christopher, placement counselor at the Columbia Area Career Center Vocational Program. He says a shift supervisor position at a store in the mall. I can tell you that I know people who've become assistant managers without having college degrees.
Right, it doesn't get you that. That's where you end up, and you could have it anyway. Because those 4 years, if you use those 4 years to work
your way up,
and you're getting a regular job in the regular world,
and you're getting paid to learn as well, as opposed to paying to learn. That's I think a tremendous difference. These young people that are going to college are paying stuffy academics to tell them
what to do,
what they need to know, whereas if you're spending the 4 years working, you're learning what you need to know, and you're collecting a paycheck at the same time. You come out of that 4 years ahead, hopefully, if you haven't just spent all your money, and after college, you come out behind the ball every single time, unless your parents are paying for it for you, some scholarship. Your thoughts at 800-259-9231. What's your story?
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
Here's a question. If you have a septic system, did you know that proper maintenance can save you thousands of dollars in costly and unnecessary repairs? The answer is simple. Use septic system injector treatments made specifically for your home or business, available only at SimpleSepticSolutions.com. Made in the U.S., guaranteed to reduce sludge and odor by continuously cleaning your septic system, drain pipes, and leach field, this non-hazardous patented injector system contains billions of natural active bacteria and enzymes proven to digest household waste. With every flush, millions of enzyme-active bacteria flow through your system, breaking down organic waste. Only Simple Septic Solutions natural eco-friendly products keep your septic system unclogged and free-flowing, claims other products can't make. Installation is simple and lasts for 4 full months. Visit SimpleSepticSolutions.com. That's SimpleSepticSolutions.com. Or call 508-759-0010. That's 508-759-0010.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Utopiasilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we, the people, can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on healthcare and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 800-259-9231. It is the live Saturday edition of the program. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. Got our Shrine of Female listeners there with dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send us their validated photo or video showing they are indeed listeners of this program. You can go to shrine.freetalklive.com. See our newest Shriner, Catherine Bleich. Thanks to Taryn over at the LCL Report for submitting her validation video. Ladies, you can find out how to become part of the Shrine, and you can see the Shrine, of course, by going to shrine.freetalklive.com.
If you're like I used to be, just dragging through the day all tired and run down. Let me tell you about what two little capsules of New Zealand's Nature Bee has done for me. It fixed a problem that I had, my digestive problem that I had for years. And now here's Mike Buck to tell you how to get the 2010 health fix right now.
Hello there, all the way from Hawaii, listening to Free Talk Live online. And hey, look, you're right, you know, your health is your most important thing. Energy, concentration, regularity, the pep in your step to do all the things you want to do with 100% natural plant pollen from Clean Green New Zealand. Every vitamin, every mineral, every amino acid you could need, and it's not going to hurt your wallet either.
Well, we already know that so many people are already feeling better by taking Nature Bee, but maybe there are people out there that have questions about what's in it and what's so special about it. Tell us about potentiated bee pollen.
It is 100% natural organic vegetable food. Not processed by the bee, but collected by the bee. Potentiation, that's our exclusive process that unlocks the power of pollen. Kind of like opening up a walnut or a coconut in my neck of the woods to get at that sweet meat inside. You digest more of ours, that makes it a better deal. And let me tell you, speaking about a better deal, how about this? By this time next week, you can be feeling as good as we all do with a money-back guarantee from Nature Bee. 6 months supply. $99.95 plus delivery. We throw you 3 more months for free. Comes right to your door when you make the toll-free call to Auckland, New Zealand. Now, there's a stretch. 1-866-834-8355. Write it down. Remember the 1-866, that's easy. 834-8355. Or everybody can remember online at Nature Bee's website. NatureBee, that's NatureBee.com.
You know, it really is a great deal. You can get 6 months with 3 months free for $99.95 by calling 866-834-8355. Now, write it down, 866-834-8355 or NatureBee.com.
All right, we continue and take your phone calls here. We started out the show with the topic about college, but, of course, you're welcome to bring up anything you want. My question, though, for you is, what was your experience? What has your experience been? Have you graduated recently? If so, how much debt do you have hanging over your head? What are the payments like? How does that
make
life?
Is it worth it? I mean, how many young people are out there, and the parents of young people are out there listening right now that say, you know, should I be paying these tens of thousands of dollars for this education? Will they use it?
So what is your story? Let's go to Trey to start things out here in listening to WSC-FM in Charleston, South Carolina. Trey, you're on Free Talk Live.
Well, I mean, basically I started going for an education degree, you know, but before this whole recession thing, because I thought that's what I really wanted to do with my life. And I started and I got a couple years into it, and so the recession hit and I thought I didn't really have a chance at that. And now I've just decided to get a small business degree. It's going to take me about 2 years. I've got half the courses wrapped up, so I'm looking at about 18 months. I'm only $3,000 in the hole, and once I get that paid off, I'm looking at getting a small business loan and hopping on a step van with a flat top in it and hawking barbecue sandwiches and hot dogs wherever I want to.
So, nice. Do you need a small business degree to run a Roach Coach, or, I mean, is it the only way you can get the loan?
It makes me more credible for the loan, and basically I want to save some money to actually save up for the step van and have some money backing for capital. And I don't even know if I'm so much going to need a loan, as I've kind of looked over my prices and whatnot so far, and I should be able to get out with equipment for under $15,000. So if
You would think that there's somebody out there trying to get out of that business that you can get into with theirs and hit the construction sites and the beach.
I mean, $15,000 though. I mean, what is that? A year at some colleges? $15,000. What does college cost for a year these days? I guess it depends on where you go. But I mean, even community college could be as much as $10,000 or $12,000.
Yeah,
right?
Oh yeah. I mean, I've been getting out with the South Carolina Education Lottery. They go ahead and pay about $900 of the $1,800 tuition. So after what I pay for tuitions and books, I've been taking loans for about $1,200 a semester. And I've got a couple semesters under my belt now. So this year I should start getting Pell Grants, though, so I will probably even get a couple $100 back that I can start throwing into my slush fund. And, I mean, the main reason I was thinking about going into small business loans so I can eventually become a restaurateur, but I kind of want to make it to New Hampshire, so I don't want to buy a restaurant in South Carolina and then have to pack up that shop. If I'm in the step van, I'm completely mobile and come up north and sell true Southern-style barbecue sandwiches. And
You'll do great
up.
Because I'll tell you, it's hard to find good barbecue up here in the Northeast. Now, it sounds like you're really doing this college thing right. If you're going to do college, this sounds like the way to do it, to walk away with so little debt.
Yeah, it sounds smart to me.
It sounds to me like you're going to a community college as opposed to one of these big universities. How old were you when you decided to go to college? Because I think that this is crucial. Because an 18-year-old fresh out of high school they don't understand money.
Well, when I was 18, I was working, and I was working too much to go to college. So I put it off. I didn't start till I was 21, and I'm 23 now. So I didn't really get too far into it yet. But
yeah.
Trey, good luck out there. I appreciate hearing from you tonight. Thanks for the story. Let's talk to Jan, listening in Yakima to KUSA. Jan, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello.
Hi, Jan. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I totally agree with your opening comments. I feel like the whole academia has become a business of its own, sort of like the government. It just keeps expanding. And I'm an RN. I'm 52 now, and I went to a two-year degree, which basically takes 3.5 years because you have a lot of prereqs you have to do. And in the nursing field now, I was really cheap. I lived in California at the time. I'm in Washington State now. In nursing, you are pretty much guaranteed a job. It's a little tighter job market now, but you immediately make good money, over $20 an hour in my area. And now at my right now, I make over $40 an hour. So
sweet.
Nursing, I have some grown kids, and basically none of them have finished college, and they're all doing fine. One of them did go to technical college, and he went to refrigeration air conditioning, and he moved to from Oregon to Tucson in the middle of the economic crash, and he got a job like within 2 weeks. So
and what kind of money is he making after technical college?
He's making probably about $30 an hour now. He gets a lot of overtime. There in the summer, when it's hot.
Yeah, the air conditioners and the refrigerators break down. Yeah.
And may I ask, what he put into?
That's a great field, and he has been employed, really good employers ever since he got out. Immediately he was making over $20 an hour.
Do you know what he spent on the technical school?
I know I helped him out with about $10,000. Technical colleges is not real cheap, but. He was able to. That's a two-year program, and he basically, a lot of the guys, it's mostly guys, because the universities have become female dominated, and it's all a lot of fluff nowadays. For instance, in nursing now, they're pushing for the BSN, and I say the BS stands for what it stands for.
Thank you for the call, Jan. I appreciate hearing from you. At 800-259-9231, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwave. Share with us your college experience. Was it worth it? It's Free Talk Live.
Did you know there is a growing number of researchers who agree that 90% of all disease begins in the colon? Did you know that 80% of all Americans suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? If allowed, our bodies are capable of healing themselves. The key to optimal health is not only what we eat, but also a healthy digestive system and a strong immune system. At Freshwater Organics, we offer FPP, a daily organic supplement that helps eliminate parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder, has been used worldwide for thousands of uses and is now available from Freshwater Organics. In addition, we offer an entire line of products to help cleanse waste and toxins, strengthen your immune system, and improve your overall well-being. Make FreshwaterOrganics.com your first stop for organic and natural supplements at the best prices. Visit FreshwaterOrganics.com. Again, that's FreshwaterOrganics.com, or request your free catalog by mail by calling 888-949-3570.
Don't answer it!
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed, without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fact. fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at zero debt in 90 days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Good morning, goddess. Want lighter pots, better drainage, then forget the rocks. Hi, this is Paul Parent from the Paul Parent Garden Club. A lot of gardeners ask me if rocks are the best for drainage in the bottom of their pots. Not anymore. Now use Better Than Rocks, a new non-woven mesh material made of 100% recycled plastic. You place it in the bottom of your window boxes, your outdoor containers, houseplant containers for optimal plant drainage. Better Than Rocks helps oxygen reach the plant's roots, allows better nutritional absorption necessary for good growth and lush plants. Plus, you'll save money using less soil. The material is easy to use, and your pots will be much lighter. So go to betterthanrocks.com today, and for a $10 discount off a 16x96-inch roll, use the code PAULP at checkout. That's betterthanrocks.com. Better Than Rocks will get you growing.
Fatigue, headaches, allergies and asthma, chronic disease. Is your home making you sick? Here's a fact. Our indoor air quality is getting worse, and the causes include chemicals, toxic gases, dust, pollen, dander, and even chemtrail particulates. To rid your home of these contaminants, get the best-priced air purifiers in the industry at airfiltersandpurifiers.com. Our air purifiers are specialized to fit your needs, from allergy sufferers to the sleep-deprived to the chemically sensitive. And with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose. And healthy, purified, clean air to gain. Call us at 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off when you use promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. Your trusted advisor for clean air.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. It is the live Saturday edition of the program. You can take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you all the features on the site for free, so enjoy those on us, including our news updates. You want to get kept in the loop with Free Talk Live? You want to know what's happening as it happens? You will know first if you're on our news updates list. You can get on the email list. You can join our Facebook. You can also follow us on Twitter. So whatever way you prefer to get your news, you can get it all at news.freetalklive.com. Again, that's news.freetalklive.com. Tonight, we're talking about college. Of course, it is always Free Talk Live, meaning you can take control of the airwaves and bring up anything you want. But looking specifically to find out if it was worth it for you. Did you go to college? If so, how much debt did you graduate with? Do you still have it? How old are you now? What is it like living with that? Or maybe you didn't go to college. Maybe you went to, maybe you just worked. Maybe you just trained on the job and you moved your way up the ladder, or you struck out on your own as an entrepreneur. What was your situation like? Was college worthwhile? Did you succeed without it? Would love to hear your stories. 800-259-9231. So we continue with your calls. Larry, listening somewhere in West Virginia. Larry, you're in Huntington?
Yes, sir.
So you're listening on 800-WVHU?
Yes.
That's very, very interesting. I didn't even know we were on that station. I will have to make a note, because we were on in nearby Charleston, but I didn't know that we were on out there. So anyway, what was on your mind tonight, Larry?
Well, I was just going to share my experience with college. First of all, I totally agree with you guys that, it's become the American way that, once you graduate high school, it's just automatic you go to college, and I don't really believe that that's for everyone.
Yeah, when it's for the people that run the colleges, that's a real sweet deal for them.
Sure.
Well, yeah. But no, I've actually been out of school for a lot of years. I'll be 40 soon. And I didn't actually finish college. I went for about 2 to 2.5 years, somewhere in that range. And some people would say made the mistake of getting a job that was paying me more than my education degree was going to pay me. And I realized that I was going into debt for a degree that wasn't going to pay me enough to pay it off in any, like you're saying, any reasonable amount of time.
So you realized this while you were in the midst of college?
Yeah, actually, I was sitting in the student center one day, and I was looking around, you know, realizing, like I said, that I had this part-time job that if I would go full-time, I would be making more than, you know, most teachers in this area, and, and that's what I was going to school to be. And like I said, you know, I was fortunate, though. I accrued a lot of debt in that time between Pell Grants and the scholarships and different things like that. I was able to keep it minimal on the debt.
So well, I think that a lot of kids, you know, the scholarship I really feel makes the difference. If you're one of those kids that has managed to get a whole bunch of scholarships, you know, packed in from your high school career, and I don't know how it is you do it, whether you do, you know, you're a star, track star or whatever, then it seems to me, hey, you know, it's probably not that bad of an idea to put life off for a little while you do the free college thing.
Mm-hmm.
But to go in there and sign, you know, get your parents to sign away tens of thousands of dollars, in some cases tens of thousands of dollars every year, but tens of thousands of dollars worth of debt that you're going to start out, it's hard enough just coming out of college and doing things, but coming out of college with $20,000, $30,000, $40,000 hanging over your head, it's crazy.
Right.
Larry, I want to thank you. Go ahead.
I was going to say, both my parents were disabled, and so they didn't have any income to help them alone. I ended up paying off myself by the time I was about 25.
Now, how long ago was this that you were in college?
It was late 80s, early 90s, and like I said, I mean, you know, now here I live in a fairly, it's a good-sized town for West Virginia, but it's not a big town by any means. And, you know, I was raised by a dad who came up through the Depression when I served in World War II. And I really believe that a strong work ethic and character will take you a lot further than a college degree will.
Yep, I think you're absolutely right about that.
Show up every day on time with an attitude where you're ready to work, and you've got college kicked in the pants.
Hey, thanks, Larry, for the call and the story. Your thoughts tonight, I appreciate it. 800-259-9231. I absolutely agree with that, because you might get yourself kind of the degree mentality, right, if you have one of these things where you walk into a job expecting something because you have a college degree.
Yeah, well, you'll learn that that's wrong real quick.
Real quick.
But what I feel like is kids that go through you know, public school where they're told over and over, you know, where they hold their hand the whole way through and make them do whatever it is that they're going to do, and then they go to college, one of these big universities where kids show up without combing their hair and in their pajamas doing in a room full of, you know, 1,000 people to listen to the professor on a TV screen. I don't feel that it gives them the work ethic. I feel like I learned more from my part-time job after high school than I did from any of the college I ever got.
I think that's true. I wish I could take back my college years. Not that they were particularly negative. I went to a community college in Florida, Manatee Community College, and so it wasn't expensive. I had a scholarship. It wasn't a big deal, but I still spent time on it. You know, even though I had it paid for mostly, I still spent time on it, going to the classes, which, as you mentioned earlier, Mark, were really just a retread of what I learned in high school. In fact, actually, in the science class they had me take, remember, I was in for radio and TV broadcasting. Why you need to go to science and English and all that, I don't know, but or math. So in the science class, I was actually using the same book that I used in physics class in high school.
I love
that. Now, to be fair, I went to the so-called gifted high school, so maybe that had something to do with it. But nonetheless, I was paying and spending time in a class that essentially I'd already taken.
And in some ways, the academia just kind of drives itself. I took, you know, of course, algebra, geometry, algebra 2, trigonometry, and analytic geometry. I took a lot of these courses, and I've really got to wonder, and why was I taking that course other than just sort of it felt like the next thing
so.
To do?
Yeah, you have to.
But it doesn't. Well, they didn't tell me I had to.
Oh,
it just,
really?
It just felt like the next thing to do.
Gotcha.
It was just sort of driven to do it. I don't never use a sine, a cosine, or a tangent.
Have I don't even know what that means.
They say you lose math after 3 years, and I can tell you I couldn't do any of those math problems.
Let's continue here. Talk to Don listening in Largo, Florida, to WFLA. Don, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, I'm a 65-year-old grandfather of a student, and I've got a daughter-in-law who took out a lot of student loans, and her husband, my son, works as an auto mechanic. He owes $42,000, so his wife could get a master's degree in business. and she's not working. You know, she says she's overqualified and she can't get a job in the Western Detroit suburbs. My story is I want to quit working, and I owe $13,000 on my grandson's student loan that I co-signed for.
Mm-hmm.
And he went through ROTC, and I figured, well, when he graduated magna cum laude, and he's not drawing a lieutenant's wages yet. He's got to go through something else with the military before he starts to draw a lieutenant's wages. And it's always been, well, next year we're going to do something, and we're going to get you off that cosign. But, you know, I don't like carrying that around on my credit report. It's the biggest thing I got.
Man, I don't blame you. Wow.
Bigger than my car, bigger than my motorcycle, bigger than my credit card debt. You know, I owe more total, but that's the biggest single item on my credit report.
Yeah, it's a tough position. You live frugally, and you think you're doing the right thing by, and I'm not saying you didn't do the right thing. I don't know. But you think you're doing the right thing by helping out a family member by co-signing, and then you've got this big weight hanging.
He gained $2,500 in interest while he was in college. He doesn't have to pay on it yet. But
the interest is still accruing.
They added up $2,500 in interest on a 10-5 loan.
Jeez.
He's been in college. And, you know, that's on, they send me a statement with my name on it every quarter or something like
right.
that.
Right. So it's his responsibility to pay it off, but he hasn't even begun to do that yet, and it's just adding up on your credit report.
It shows me as that much more in debt, and I don't need that, you know.
Oh, man.
It bothers me. Every year there was always another way they were going to, next year we're going to do this, and then we'll get rid of it.
Is that the family or is that the bank? Is the bank saying that, or the family?
Loan that pays that off and gets a car, but we'll see what happens.
Is that the bank saying that, or the family saying that?
The military, once he starts drawing his lieutenant pay.
Oh, I see.
He's not drawing it yet. He has to wait to go to another military school before he becomes, he's in the Army National Guard now, but mm-hmm. that doesn't pay enough to float his, all of his expenses and loans and stuff.
Don, I want to thank you for sharing your story tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. Now, we haven't heard yet from somebody who is younger, who just got out, somebody who's fresh out of college, maybe within the last 3 or 4 years, as far as what kind of debt level do you have? How crushing is that for you? Some of the stories out there, maybe there's one here in this original article from, I think, NBC that we had here. I'll dig through it, see if I can find some info on just how much the payments are that these people are demanding. It's Free Talk Live.
MemberDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, XFPs, GBIC, ZenPaks, and X2s. 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP. All at up to 99% off list price. MemberDealers.com is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs. In stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery. MemberDealers.com.
Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Use the coupon code FTL, that's FTL as in Free Talk Live, and sign up at HostGator.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at HostGator.com host you.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about Down Home Value, made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com, that's gusset.com, or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today. Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Saturday edition of the program. You are invited to take control of the airwaves, as you always are. You can bring up anything you want. That's why we call it Free Talk Live. You're free to call in and talk about anything. 800-259-9231. Though we're focusing tonight, asking a question about your college experience. Has it been worthwhile? Did you end up graduating with a whole bunch of debt and you couldn't even get a job in the prescribed field? I think there's a significant percentage. I've heard it's over 90% of college graduates that get out without actually being able to get a job in the field in which they graduated for. So does that describe you, or was it just a glowing experience where, you know, you walked out, you had the degree, you didn't have any debt hanging over your head, and you got a great job? It doesn't seem like that's the common story. What's your story? 800-259-9231.
I'd like to tell you about an experience I had with buying knobs and pulls for our bathroom and kitchen. We used innerknobs.com. It's a wholesale site that allows you to get knobs and pulls at the rates that professionals pay. But they offer everything that you're going to find at the specialty stores, everything that you're going to find at the big box stores. But it's cheaper. And you can use our code FTL. That's FTL as in Free Talk Live to save an additional 11% off. Use that tax return that you've got coming. They even have a closeout section if you're not as picky as to what types that that you want to get. And those are 50 to 80% off. If you're thinking about getting knobs and pulls, sprucing up the bathroom, sprucing up the kitchen, go to internobs.com. That's internobs.com.
All right, 800-259-9231. Ladies first. Let's talk to Robbie, listening in Cameron, Texas, to KTAE. Hello, Robbie.
Hello.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
I graduated in 03 with a master's in business, and I was able to get a job within 9 months, and I was making good money until the market turned. I worked for a Fortune 10 company. I ended up being unemployed for 17 months, and now I have a reduced job. I am a school teacher now, not using my master's degree at all, and I have about $35,000 in student loans.
Oh, man.
What is that? Now, how long has it been since you've been out of college?
03.
So about half a little more than half a decade. What kind of payments are you making? What are they demanding? What are you making on that $35,000?
They want to see around $500 a month because I've had it, like, since I was unemployed. I try to get some of it deferred, and you can only defer it for so long when it's privately held.
Yeah. And how are you? Are you being able to make those payments?
My salary is decreased by 60% after 16 months of unemployment.
Are you managing to do it, or is it just
no.
Like
no? I'm making payments, but they don't like what I'm paying.
Yeah.
So what happens when you do that, when you aren't paying what they're demanding? What are they? You can't get blood from a stone, so what do they do? Just add in more interest down the line?
Yeah, pretty much. You just put it in forbearance, and so they just keep the interest keeps adding on to the principal.
That's yeah, so
indentured servitude.
Yeah.
So how much of that $500 is going toward principal versus interest accruing?
It's kind of like the amortization of a home loan is pretty much the same. You're paying very little to principal initially. They're getting their money first.
I see. Interest up front then.
Yeah, pretty much.
Gotcha.
I mean, but I do see the need for education, but I think that you have to look at technical schools if you're going to be in that field. Because if you want to work in a Fortune 10 company, if you want the corporate position, you need that on your resume. Mm-hmm. And if you get in a position, get a lower-level job first and go to school, then you have the experience and the education. I think that's really great. But if that's not for you and you're not in the market for it, then it's not worth it.
What about going to...
It hasn't worked for me.
Is there any way to, like, work your way up from the mailroom at some of these Fortune 10 companies that you're referring to? I don't know. I mean, I worked for Clear Channel in the past, but that's
GE,
a big company.
And actually, I hired on, and I was working for GE, and the reason that they purchase our company, because they take a major thing, is actually a percentage of educated employees. There's actually a ratio on the purchase of companies like that. So they want educated individuals. And they wanted to reach a certain percentage.
I think you give good advice. Certainly, there are still career paths where college is a requirement.
Yeah.
Like you mentioned earlier, Mark, doctor, lawyer, as you're saying, Robbie, working for these Fortune 10 companies.
Yeah.
That,
but do your research and set your goals, pretty much.
Yeah, know what you want. A lot of kids jump into college right out of high school because that's what you're supposed to do. But if you don't know what you want, if you don't even have a direction in your life, then I think that's a real poor choice.
Yeah, so jump around, find the job you want, and start getting some extra, doing 3 or 6 hours a semester, not getting too far in debt, and jumping around job-wise and finding where your passion is.
Absolutely. Great suggestions. Thank you for the story and the thoughts tonight at 800-259-9231, and good luck with that $35,000.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I think you're crazy to go to college if you don't know why you're going to college.
What you exactly intend to accomplish.
Right. If you don't know what career path you're going on and you're just going to college because it seems like the right thing to do and you don't have a scholarship, and I'll tell you, this is exactly what I was looking to do back in 1989. No, I had really, no real direction, and it just seemed like college was the way to go for somebody in my, socioeconomic background. And I think it's just a huge burden to put on a young adult.
We continue with your phone calls about what you want. Steve, listening in Tampa to WFLA. Steve, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hello, Ian and Mark. I wanted to talk tonight. It's Saturday, and I know that the audience is a lot more diverse on Saturday. So I'd like to say something that might cause a little controversy. And by the way, you guys are gonna hear it from Gene the Christian Anarchist, because he called in the other day busting your chops about having shows with themes. So I'm sure he's chomping at the bits right now, but be that
whatever.
Yeah, I know, exactly right.
Go ahead with your thoughts.
Sure. I was going to say I had some discussions today with some folks, and among them I was the only, I was the only supporter of the free enterprise system or free market or capitalism, whatever you want to call it. I know there's some debate these days about that. But what I said to them, and they just got a rip-roaring laugh. This, by the way, all occurred on a voice chat, which is, I guess, sort of like a party line. You can actually physically speak with people.
Mm-hmm.
I told them that there is no other phenomenon in the history of mankind that has benefited the poor, the common man, more than capitalism, and that includes every single government program, government regulation, etc., combined. All of them combined have not had the wealth-creating power that capitalism had. And, of course, they got a great laugh out of that. So
I think that's probably a true statement. Unfortunately, when you use a term like capitalism, you evoke thoughts of robber barons and poor working conditions and taking advantage of people.
Right, exactly. Well, and the thing is that, it's the term that was created by Marx. I think you and Mark both know that. Marx invented this term capitalism. He used it in a disparaging way.
So why use it? Why embrace it? Why use it? Why not say, like, the free marketplace or people?
Sure. I mean, I use them sort of, alternately. It's like capitalism is almost shorthand way of saying free market. I mean,
well, I don't agree with that. I don't agree because the free marketplace isn't necessarily capitalism. The free marketplace includes capitalism, but it can also include other organizations of you know, investing types and business organizations and that kind of thing.
Right,
I think it's freedom.
Also.
I think it's freedom and allowing people to make their own decisions about how to organize their businesses and their different charities and that sort of thing. It's freedom that is has contributed to the greatest increase in living standards and that sort of thing. Not necessarily that it's capitalism. The freedom to try different things, including capitalism.
And of course, by freedom, what you're talking about is nothing more. You know, it's not the image of the guy on the Monopoly box with the top hat, the white mustache, and the two bags of money with dollar bills on the side of them. We're talking about people exchanging voluntarily, you know, in the context of a free or at least relatively free society. You know, that's what we're talking about. So
yes, that's the free market. That's where you're absolutely right, where people, individuals get to decide what to do and who to do it with. As long as they're all consenting people, then that is what is truly that leads to prosperity.
Right.
Any final thoughts,
and
Steve?
Let me say this really quickly. Dale just really nailed it the other night, too, when he said that the Republicans are regarded by the Democrats as being pro-capitalist, when in fact, as Dale pointed out, they're not. They're pro-business. They think that if we can just shovel a whole bunch of money at businesses and some protectionist-type regulations and laws and stuff like that, that whatever is good for the business is going to be good for the economy. But in actuality, that's not true, because look at Halliburton, for example. I mean, I was in the drilling industry, and Halliburton has the very worst reputation out of all the companies, out of all their competitors, because they know that if they don't make a profit, they can just run the government for a handout at the end of the year. And as a result, they don't put out a very good product. They don't put out a very good service. But the reason why they keep getting hired is because they're cheap. The reason why they're cheap is because they're subsidized.
Steve, thanks for the call, the thoughts. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231. Hour number two is right around the corner, and that means plenty of time for your calls about what you want. If you still are on hold to talk about colleges, you're welcome to continue, or we can certainly continue that conversation, take your calls. You can bring up anything as well. 800-259-9231. Hour two coming up. You can take control of the airwaves. That's why we call it Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231.
I'm talking to those out there who, like me, aren't any good at dieting and don't seem to be able to work out as often as they'd like. Are you on a slow roll down fat hill? How would you like to lose weight without changing your diet, exercising, or getting the freaked out jitters? Try Lumithin Plus. It's priced so that you can do it for less than a dollar a day, and it really works. Stop the fat spiral at LumithinPlus.com. It isn't going to make you lose 10 pounds in 10 days, but you can do it without changing your lifestyle. LumithinPlus.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.